You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has defended the decision to rerun the Istanbul mayor elections held on March 31, which resulted in a slim win for the opposition CHP party.
Kararın. I hope the decision will be good for Istanbul as well as our country. As politicians, we see this decision as the right step to strengthen our will to solve our problems within the law and democracy and to leave the duty of the referee to the people.
He says the Istanbul's mayoral election was affected by organised corruption and illegalities.
It became clear that certain people with dirty hands had become involved starting before the elections, and they brought the matter to this point step by step. We sincerely believe that there was organised corruption, full illegality and irregularity in the Istanbul mayoral elections.
Opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu's win marked the first time in 25 years that Erdogan's AK party or its Islamist predecessors had failed to win control of Istanbul, Turkey's main commercial hub. İmamoğlu described the decision to rerun the election as a blow to democracy.
This is a big blow to our democracy. We have to repair this together. Of course, we have reactions to this process, but as I said, our CHP leader will explain this process to our people in depth. Let us say this to our people and to the residents of Istanbul. Everything is going to be all right.
He has confirmed he will run again as the main opposition CHP party's candidate in the fresh Istanbul mayoral contest, which will be held on June 23. The decision to hold a new poll sparked protests across Istanbul on Monday. Hundreds of people gathered in several districts, banging pots and pans and shouting anti-government slogans. On the streets, the decision to rerun the vote was met with mixed reactions.
An election was won. Then, from the same ballot box, three types of votes are accepted. Yet a particular mayoral candidate type of vote was not accepted. From this point of view, it is a disgrace. Renewal is not good.
If there is any issue, there should be a rerun for things to be clear. I side with the renewal.
The European Union and leading member states have sharply criticised the decision. An EU spokesperson called on Turkey's electoral body to explain the controversial decision without delay. Germany's foreign minister Heiko Maas said the decision was neither transparent nor comprehensible. And the French government called on Turkish authorities to show respect for democratic principles, pluralism, fairness and transparency. The Turkish lira tumbled against the dollar after the re-election decision, bringing its losses this year to 14% as investors fretted about political uncertainty and business leaders criticised the decision.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.